welcome to the Liberty Church podcast. We pray that as you listen to one of our amazing team bring the Word of God, you are encouraged and challenged and that your faith is stirred. To get in touch or for more information about us as a church, head to libertychurchuk.com.
Good morning. Well, what a beautiful morning we're having already. I love it when the kids lead us in worship. I love it for many reasons. One of the main reasons I love it is it challenges me every time. It challenges me what I place my worship in. Do I come to worship when everything looks like I think it should? Do I worship when everything is the way I like it? Do I worship when I'm led by a worship leader and instrument? Or is actually sitting on my own, singing to a YouTube track, enough of worship? Because I know, in that moment, I met with God as powerful as I have when I've worshipped in a stadium with thousands of people. Why? Because the same God that lives in a world-renowned worship leader is the same God that lives in those kids up here. And I get so encouraged. But this morning we're doing things a little bit differently this morning. We're gonna bring the words right now this morning. Then we're gonna hear the offering. And then I hope you brought your picnics because the weather is good. And we're gonna have time where we hang out. But what we're gonna do straight after the service, we're gonna empty this room because straight after the service we're gonna have some fun in this room. But we need to set it up. So I'm putting that out. And that fun is for from the youngest to the oldest. You will not want to miss out. It'll be a whole bunch of fun. But I want to talk to us this morning. And I'm going to carry on what we've been talking across our church, across the ages. We've been chatting about foundations. So what I want you to do, whoever you're sitting with right now, I'm going to set you a challenge. And the youngest and the oldest can get involved in this. You've got 1 minute to make the most words out of the word foundation. Okay? Foundation. Okay, you got 1 minute to make the most words. Okay? Ready, steady, go. Okay. You can write it in your phone if you wish. You've got 1 minute. I feel sorry for Lana down here. Her team comprises of Hudson and Mila. They're going to win. I like it. Oh, Kobe's going to help. I don't know if that's going to help, Lana, but we'll see. You got 1 minute thinking. See, my dad doesn't even need a pen and paper. He's just doing it in his head. He's watched 40 years of Countdown. He knows what's going on. You've got 45 seconds. How many words to make out of the word foundation? Okay, 25 seconds. The word foundation. How many words are you going to get out of the word foundation? I'm going to give you one that I don't think you would have got. It's the word if. I-F, two letters. You can have that one for free. Write that down, Phil. Okay, 10 seconds. How many words out of the word foundation? 10, 9, 8, 7. If this was Countdown, it'd be like the little clock going down. Is that how it goes? I don't know. 5 seconds. 5, 4. We've got a couple of teachers in here, so I'm expecting good results. We'll see. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stop writing. Stop writing. Okay, who's my cheaters normally? Okay, Carlo Dare, pull it away. Thank you. Okay, who has found 5 words or more? 5 words or more. Got to start low, Graham. Got to start low, okay? 5. Okay, who's found 7 words or more? I need to see what the standard is. Okay, 10 words or more. Okay, Phil, are you sure? Oh, no, you're with Anna Jo, so probably. Okay, and Fern. 15 words or more. Oh, that's eliminate. David Hendy, you were disappointed then. Okay, all right, okay. Oh, let me see. Oh, Gemma, really? That's surprising. It's family service. If I can't be rude in this service, I can't be rude to anyone. Okay, 17 words or more. 20 words or more. Okay, stand up. Those were 20 words or more. Okay. Oh, it was 21 words or more. Oh, okay. 22 words or more. Oh, 22. Okay. Gemma, how many did you get? 27. Okay. Give me your fate. Give it to the teacher behind, please. That's Mrs. Griffin. Oh. Gemma plays on a phone all day, she said. Is that whilst you're working, Gemma, looking after kids? Oh, for this moment, preparation, the Holy Spirit went before you. 27, is that okay? Give it up for Gemma and the team, the girls. Well, did you know, how many words do you think you could make out of the word foundation? Oh, 50? Okay. Well, he was wrong, so well done for not associating yourself. You can actually get 161 words out of the word foundation. Did anybody get an eight-letter word out of it? Oh, yes, Simon. What eight-letter word did you get? Fountain. Yes. Oh, I know. Do you know what? There's one other. Graham? Oh, okay. Just wanted to make us know that you got fainting. Thank you, Graham. Okay. Anyone else? Oh, Stephen. Oh, Gemma, since when is your name Stephen? Gemma, you've had your moment. You've won. Okay. Stephen, I do apologize. What word? Donation. And on that note, we're going to take the offering. No, we're not. No, we're not. So there are two eight-letter words, donation. But I want to focus on one word out of foundation called found. Did anyone else get found? Sure you did, because it's the first word that you see. Who likes playing? And this question is for adults as well, because I know some of you quite well. Who likes to play hide and seek? Okay, notice how the adults, Lorraine was unsure there. She went up straight up, then she looked around and saw no one else, adults, put their hand up. She's like, oh, quick. Don't worry, we won't judge you. Hide and seek, okay. Who is the best person in your family at hide and seek? Lois is pretty good. Lois is pretty good. Sometimes I wish I didn't find Lois at night, but anyway. Oh, joking. Whoa. Chris Knorr, can I book him for marriage counselling after, please? Thank you. Okay, so Lois often hides in the worst places. The places that I don't expect. The places where I feel it should just be me and Jesus. Places like the toilet. She's not in the toilet, but I'll be there having a moment with Jesus. And then Lois will just jump out of nowhere. She is that. But also Hudson has followed her. Like now and again, I'm talking about you, buddy. He looked around there. He's like, oh no, I've heard my name. What am I doing? He's a good hide and seek. So I love playing hide and seek. But have you ever, one of the things I like best about hide and seek is actually not the hiding, it's the finding. Because I feel like I'm like a policeman. Like I feel like I'm looking for the naughty people. I feel like I'm a hunter, and I am not a hunter. I am the furthest from a hunter than you can get. But I like looking, and I like the finding. But one thing I don't like is the losing of things. And I remember me and Lois got married 12 years ago this December, December the 4th. What a good day. It was beautiful. And we had been married about 2 weeks. And I remember being a great husband. And a very great husband. And in the first couple of weeks, I thought, I'm gonna take this husband level to the next level. So I'm gonna do the ironing. I don't think we've ironed since then. But the first 2 weeks of marriage, I was doing lots of ironing. This one day, Lois actually came home from work, and she found myself ironing. But I had a long day at work, and I thought, I'm gonna actually put my feet in the foot spa as well. So I put my feet in the foot spa whilst doing some ironing. But I thought, do you know what? I've only been married 2 weeks. This can't be my future, Jesus. So I thought, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a bit of wrestling on the TV to even it out. So I was ironing with my feet in the foot spa watching wrestling. So that's the only time I've ironed. Since then, we don't do ironing in our house, as you can probably tell. But also in that first 2 weeks, trying to be this great husband, I was doing a lot of washing up. Again, probably haven't done much washing up since then, but the first couple of weeks. And I remember this one day, I took my wedding ring off. And you need to understand, I've had a bit of a love-hate relationship with the wedding ring, not with Lois, with the ring. I wasn't too keen on getting a wedding ring. I was keen on getting married, very keen, a bit too keen, but I was keen on getting married to Lois. But I wasn't so keen on getting the wedding ring because I had a bit of a phobia that it was going to get stuck on my finger and then they would have to take my finger off. And so I was bargaining with Lois before the wedding. I was like, do I need a wedding ring? She was like, if you want a marriage, you do. I was like, are you sure I can't have a wedding watch or like a wedding tie or something? And she's like, no, you're having a wedding ring. So I remember in the first 2 weeks, I actually lost my wedding ring. I think it was when I was washing up. And Lois came home from work, wasn't too impressed with my ironing. And she certainly wasn't impressed I was watching wrestling. But she looked at my finger straight away. She's like, where's your ring? Because I was trying to keep it in my pocket. And it's quite hard to do ironing. Like, yeah, anyway. So she was like, where's your wedding ring? And I had actually lost my wedding ring. So for a couple of weeks, I think it took us about 2 weeks to find my wedding ring. And then finally I found it. And I was so excited because I was like, Lois, I found my wedding ring. I thought she was going to be over the moon. She was like, well, just don't lose it next time. Like, well, what do you... So hide and seek and finding things we lose. But today I want to talk about this idea of being found. See, there's this scripture in Philippians 3, verse 9. It says, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ Jesus, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. The words we're touching on today is that thing of found. Right at the start of that, it says, and be found in him. See, in life, it's not often about where we find ourselves. It's actually who we are found in. See, in our life, you could right now find yourself in the most challenging situation, but you can still be found in peace. Why? Because you are found in Jesus. So in our lives, it's not about where we find ourselves. Kids, you might find yourself feeling a little bit alone in school. But the great news is you're not alone. Why? Because you are found in Jesus. So in our situations, when life actually turns a little bit as if we wasn't ready for it, one thing I can encourage you with, that you may find yourselves in a storm right now, but even in the middle of a storm, you can be found in complete peace and complete trust and faithfulness. Why? Because he is faithful. See, in life, we may find ourselves, and that word find, remember, I'm not talking on finding, I'm talking on being found. But in life, we might find ourselves completely overwhelmed. But it's not about where we find ourselves, it's where we are found, being found in Jesus. So I remember in my life, many, many times in my life, where situations and my life seems a little bit chaotic and a little bit overwhelmed, and I'm trying to find the answer in my own strength. So right now, all I'm hearing in the news is what's coming financially. There's a bit of bad news out there. There's a lot of bad news. And the natural me is going, okay, how do I find the answer? How do I find my way out of this? And there's wisdom, of course, because Jesus actually tells us to be wise. And there's practical things we can do. But when we try and find our way out of a situation, we're actually being fueled and being found in fear, not found in peace. So when we try and find ourselves out of a situation, I know for me, in my life, There's moments where I'm going through something and I think, if only I can be removed from the situation, then everything will be okay. There'll be times in my life, in my family, in my home, where I go, if I just find myself in a different situation, everything will be okay. Rather than realizing that often God doesn't want to remove us from a situation, he actually wants us to get to a place of complete trust in him and to be found in him. Do you know that you could be going through the biggest storm of your life and people could be looking at you and going, oh my goodness, how are you dealing with that? Don't you just want to run away? Of course we want to run away. But Jesus doesn't want us to run away and find another way. He wants us to be found completely in him. Because when we are found in him, we will find hope. We will find love. We will find acceptance. We will find peace. But so often, we want to try and find those things in our situation. So I asked Ash, the caretaker, if I could borrow a ladder today. And I know in my life, if you look down here, the stage is like the world right now. And it could be your life. And this is my life. And I find myself in a situation where I feel a little bit overwhelmed. I feel as if I haven't got the answer. I'm trying to do things in my own strength. And what we often want to do is actually want to remove ourselves from the situation. So we want to kind of put distance between what is going on in our life and where we are. So what we try and do, we try and do things in our own strength. So we try and actually remove ourselves from the situation. So as life throws challenges at us, as life, this is a good perspective of you. I'm seeing who's balding. It's great. But in our life, as we go through it, we actually think, if only my life was different, then I would have peace. If only if I found myself in a different situation, in a different family or a different workplace, then I would serve you, Jesus. So what we try and do, we try in our own strength, try to remove ourselves from our life. And we try and do it in our own strength. And the more we climb, and maybe we're not climbing physically, but the more we try and do it in our own strength, the more tired we get, the more weary we get. But we try and remove ourselves from the situation and we try and figure it out in our own self. We try and find our own answers. I know some of you are a little bit worried what's going on here. So am I, but hey. But so, my wife's more worried about the iPad than me, but hey. But so often we try to find our answers and we go, if I work harder, if I earn more money, then actually my situation will be better. Rather than realizing that often we actually, when the world shakes, when we find ourselves a little bit shaken, when we find ourselves a little bit at unease, it's actually our foundations which we need to look at. It's actually where we are found, not where we find ourselves. See, I couldn't do this because I haven't got a magic wand. But I could wave a magic wand and the very thing that you're dealing with right now, if I could take it away and put it in a different situation, in a couple of weeks' time, you'll find yourself in the same issue or same challenge. Why? Because rather than finding yourselves being found in Jesus, being found in the answer, being found in hope, we actually try and find the answer in our own strength. And actually, there's a world, there's a family, there's a people in our world which are actually looking for the answer. They don't have Jesus in their life right now. So what the world needs is a bunch of people who are actually not trying to remove themselves from the earth, but actually take up the place that God has put them in and actually go, I am found in this situation and I'm going to be the hope and the light of Jesus. Because there's people in your life that are looking for you. They're looking at you, looking how you're dealing with life right now, with the ups and downs. I know some of your stories. I know some of the things you're going through right now. And it blows me away when I look around in worship and I look and you're just worshiping Jesus. Your eyes are lifted on Jesus. Why? Because you are found in him, not trying to find the answer or being found in the situation or circumstance. See, Jesus doesn't always remove us from the challenges of life. He actually often, or even let us find our own way out. But he gives us a promise. He is for us, and that we can be found in him. Even in storms of life, there is a peace. There is a peace that goes beyond all understanding. See, we are still in this world. The ups and downs, the good times and the not so good times. But where we are found, what are the foundations that we build upon? And that takes us taking a moment of going, I'm not looking for my own answers. I'm not trying to find a way out of this situation. I'm actually being found in the loving arms of my Father. There's a great story in the Bible in Daniel around Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Not sure if you know this story very well, but it was quite hot, a little bit like this room, I think. And the king actually turned up the furnace, I think, three times. I think Ash has turned up the furnace in this place three times. It's really hot. But this is what happened. The king found out about these three guys that they actually wasn't worshipping him. They were worshipping God. And the king summoned or called these three guys before him. And he basically said, if you don't worship me, I will throw you into the fire. They find themselves in a pretty tricky situation. They find themselves probably not, life was probably not turning out like they thought it was going to. They found themselves actually with a question, worship me or get thrown into the fire. The king actually gave them an answer. I don't know about you, but sometimes there's answers, and I know they're not the right answers, but I find myself going, okay, this must be the answer because it's before me. But they actually turned to the king and they said, not a chance, mate. That's my interpretation, by the way. Not a chance. We are not going to worship you. We are going to worship God. See, they found themselves and they find themselves in that story, in that challenge. And the king gave an earthly answer. But they knew that they were found in the safety and the protection of God. They knew that actually their identity or their purpose or their future wasn't based on whether the king said yes or no to the fire. They knew it was found in God. See, their hope or faith was not based in an outcome or circumstance, but found in a deep-rooted conviction that God is faithful. And then this in Daniel 3, 24 to 25, and I'm bringing it to a close, said, then King Nebuchadnezzar, I can never say that name, was astonished and rose up in haste. He declared to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. He answered and said, but I see four men unbound, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the appearance of the fourth is like a son of God. See, in your life and in my life, we find ourselves in times where we wasn't expecting it. Maybe we find ourselves in uncertainty in finances, or maybe in a relationship breakdown, or we maybe find ourselves in a sickness right now. The good news is, when you look at your situation, you're not standing alone in that situation. The Holy Spirit is with each and every one of us. See, we see where we find ourselves in the situation and the circumstance here. So we're trying to find our way out of it rather than knowing that God sees what he's put in us and where we are found. We just see the situation and the circumstance. But I believe that often God is going, come on. Come on, son. Come on, child. Come on, daughter. Be found in me. Find your answers in me, not in the world. See, the world wants us to find hope in who's going to be the next prime minister. The world wants us to find hope in whether the energy companies are going to lower their prices or not. There's very real challenges facing each and every one of us. But are we going to be a people who, yes, plan practically. Yes, use wisdom. And we would love to, as a church, walk that journey with you. So if you're looking at the news right now and going, I don't know where I am financially. I need to not wait until the autumn to start planning. Maybe now is the time to look at it. We would love to give an invitation of going, hey, we as a church would love to walk that journey. Love to sit down with you. And we haven't got all the answers, but we got people who would love to walk that journey with you. So there's practically things we can do. So if you would like to talk around your finances plan, please talk to me today and I would introduce you to some of the guys. But we're not people who are just ruled by what the world is saying. See, the world wants us to be uncertain, wants us to be withdrawn, wants us to pull back. But actually, God wants us to be found in his truth. And his truth that even in a time of uncertainty, he is faithful. The world wants us to find disappointment in our circumstances that we find ourselves. The world wants us to find disappointment in going, oh, I can't believe you're in this situation. Where was your God in this season? But he wants us to be found in his hope for each and every one of us. And then finally, when we try and find our way out of a situation, when we're trying to find our own hope, our own strength, as I was just looking at this week, I was challenged / encouraged to be found in the presence of my Savior, to be found in the comfort of his Spirit. And these are promises. These are things that we can be found, not just for the oldest people in here, but for the youngest. Each and every one of us can be found in the presence of our Savior. Each and every one of us can be found in the comfort of his Spirit, that we are not alone in this journey. Each and every one of us can be found in the arms of our Creator. He created us. What a promise, what a place to be found in the very person who created us, who knows the ins and outs of our life. And then let's be people who are found in prayer. That when there's so much uncertainty, when there's so much disappointment, when there's so much noise, we are a people who are committed to praying. Be found in prayer. To be found in his word. Because there's so much going on. But I know for me, the times where I feel most found in the presence of my Father is when I'm reading his word, when I'm spending time with him. And that's something that you can do, like Sue said, these things like praying and reading the word don't always look like this perfect moment where everything is right and we have a quiet 1 hour and we can do it. Sometimes it looks like walking down the road. Sometimes it looks like finding a corner in the house and spending time with God while the kids are going crazy. But let's be people who are found in his word and in prayer. And then finally, let's be people who are found in fellowship with one another. Let's not do life alone. Let's realize that actually God has called us together as a group of people, whether we like it or not, as a community of people. So let's be committed that as people, we look to encourage one another to be found in the arms of Jesus, to be found in what he says about us. But there's also a responsibility on us to be a group of people who do not withdraw from community, who do not, when life gets tough. And of course, there's some things in our life where we are alone, where I can't walk the journey with Graham on some stuff, but I can be praying for him. I can be texting him. I can be going, Graham, I can't walk your journey, but I'm with you. Let's be a people who actually be found in community, to be found in life, in family. So today, there's many things that we could find for ourselves, but my prayer is that we be found in Jesus, that we don't try and find the answer in our own strength, that we don't just try and find how can I figure this out? How can I deal with this? That actually we realize that we are found in Jesus. And sometimes the very place to start is just to dwell in his presence, to sit, to share your heart. Nothing you say to God will put him off you. No big rant, no big frustration will turn him away from you. Sometimes my best times with God is actually starting off with me going, God, I can't do this anymore. I can't deal with this. And he meets me exactly where I'm at. And he goes, come on, be found in me. I have a promise. I have a hope for you, and not just for you, but your family. Be found in me.